Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew completes his two-part series on covenant. In this sermon preached February 28, 2021. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 7, beginning with verse 24.
I want to read Matthew 7:24 through 27. Listen very carefully. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them, Pastor's translation, obeys them. It is not just hearing the word, obeys them. Such a man is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Who is the rock? Jesus Christ. Where do you find that? Isaiah 28:16. Everyone who trusts in him will not be ashamed. The rain came down, the stream rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with great crash. Hear and do. Obey. If you are not obedient, I am commanding you. Hear and do God's will. So I want to speak on covenant. First question is, how many references to covenant is found in the scripture? About 300. Let me ask you, pre-diluvian flood, how many people were saved? 8 people. This shows people who are saved are few. It's few. This is why Peter says, 2 Peter 1:10, make your calling and election sure. Are you sure you are saved? Because he's going to come. Or, I said, you are going to die. So important thing I am saying, obedience to God is always a condition of the covenants of grace. There are wicked people in evangelical circle. They say you can go to heaven without repentance or obedience. They go to eternal hell because they are adding and subtracting from the scripture. So we have been dealing with covenants of grace. Pre-diluvian, Abrahamic, and now I am going to speak about other covenants. Mosaic covenant is a covenant of grace. Stupid people say it is not. They are wicked. You have to have a pastor who is pious and learned. The Bible is the most difficult book to interpret. Professor John Murray defined covenant of grace this way. The covenant is a sovereign administration of grace, divine in origin, disclosures, confirmation, and fulfillment. God is the author. So we are going to talk about other covenants of grace. And the Mosaic covenant is a covenant of
grace.
I will prove it. God chose the elect of Israel in love for salvation. Israel must keep his covenant. Romans 9:27, listen carefully. Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the Israelites be like the sand by the sea, only the remnant will be saved. Few. Are you included in the few, the remnant? And Leviticus 11:45 says, be holy, for I am holy. And 1 Peter 1:15 says, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy, for I am holy. You are going to be like Jesus. That is what predestination is, to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Your money cannot save you. Most moneyed people walk naked, I will prove it, and unashamed. They are naked, miserable, wretched. Hebrews 12:14, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Without holiness, no one is saved. Isaiah 35:8, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. Straight and narrow, leading to eternal life. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. And Jesus said, Matthew 7:13-14, listen, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, eternal destruction, and many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only few find it. Few and many. The square feet of your house will not define you. The new kitchen will not define you. The new heart will define you, which is a unique work of the Holy Spirit. The sign of Mosaic covenant of grace is what, sir? Circumcision. You are going to read circumcision tomorrow, Romans 2, 20, 8:29. I consulted many commentaries. They never said it is speaking about regeneration. The sign of Mosaic covenant is circumcision. And true meaning of circumcision you will read tomorrow. The condition is what, sir? Obedience of faith. And you read today Romans 1:5. Obedience that comes from faith. There is no covenant of grace without repentance and obedience of faith. You need to have pastors who are pious and learned. And then there is Davidic covenant of grace. Is messianic in its ultimate reference. Sign is what, sir? Circumcision. And condition is faith, obedience of faith. So we read Isaiah 42:1-6. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand, and I will keep you, and will make you to be a covenant for the people, and a light for the Gentiles. Jesus is called covenant and light. He fulfilled the covenant of works. Adam disobeyed the covenant of works and brought us condemnation and eternal damnation. But Jesus fulfilled the covenant of works and brought us justification and eternal life. So Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And Jesus spoke about us. You are the light of the world, not darkness. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. This is speaking about evangelism as light. Did you tell your mother about the real gospel? Your father? Number 5, the new covenant. Jesus shed his blood, as we read in Isaiah 53 and 1 Peter 2:24. Christ died in our place for our sins. Paid the highest price by his blood. Christ loved us. Paid the highest price. Nobody can buy salvation, sir. The price is high. Matthew 26:39-42. Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground. Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. He taught us, Thy will be done. He went away a second time and prayed, My Father, if it is not possible, for this cup to be taken away from me unless I drink it, may your will be done. The father answered, if it is not possible. It was Father's eternal will that his eternal son die in our place for our sin. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Peter 2:24 says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that is the cross, so that we might, so that means purpose, die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. By the Holy Spirit who dwells in all true believers, we can kill sin and obey God. Matthew 26:28, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. And 1 Corinthians 11:25, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. We are talking about new covenant. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. We sinned, he died, that we might be saved by grace. Christ's obedience secured our salvation, eternal salvation. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. There is no other Savior, sir. Fourth point, what Adam failed, Christ obeyed, so the elect obey Jesus by grace. There is no covenant of grace where obedience is optional. People say, you don't need to repent or obey. When you die, you can go to heaven. They go to hell, eternal hell. John 15:10, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. Listen. Why do I say listen? Most people don't listen. Although Hebrews 5:8-9, very important. Although he was son, eternal son. You read that, Romans 1. He learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation for all who obey him. I said the other day, if you don't obey Jesus, you are not saved. You are going to go to eternal hell. If you do not obey Jesus, you are not saved. We obey by the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. By that Spirit we kill sin and obey Jesus. James said, submit to God and resist the devil, and he shall flee from you.
Yes.
But first is submit to God. 1 John 2, 3 through 6, listen. We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. Do you know he doesn't beg you? He commands. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. And we are told, follow me in the straight and narrow way to eternal life. You look at your picture in the mirror and see the difference. That is true. We are dying, but we live with God. Jesus obeyed God perfectly. The covenant of works, unlike Adam, so that the elect can be saved by grace. In Ephesians 2:8, we read, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And that is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Romans 5:15-17, we find five times our salvation described as gift, 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 gift. Salvation is God's gift to the elect sinner. That is everyone who believes in Jesus. Ephesians 1:4, he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Now, fifth point, covenant of redemption. This took place before the creation in eternity past to redeem God's elect, whom the Father chose from all sinners. I don't know why I am chosen, why I am elect. I am surprised at it. But you should be surprised that God has chosen you to be saved. There was voluntary agreement among the three persons of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Father chose certain sinners and gave them to his Son to accomplish redemption for them. This is called what, sir? Any theologian? Tulip. Limited atonement. Son's atonement is limited to whom? The elect only. It is sufficient for everyone, but limited. Tulip, total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, perseverance. You can resist all you want, but God wins. John 24:17-9. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. In eternity, the Father gave us to the Son. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. I pray for them." Jesus Christ is interceding for us. Did you know that, sir? The Holy Spirit is interceding for us. And Jesus Christ is interceding for us in heaven. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Redemption is limited to the elect, those who believe in Jesus. And all of a sudden, when the preacher preaches the gospel, the elect will believe in Jesus. The Son agreed to accomplish redemption for the elect in eternity by his perfect obedience to the covenant of works, through his incarnational life and death and resurrection, which is the basis of the covenant of grace. And the Holy Spirit in eternity agreed to apply Christ's redemption to each elect person. In Romans 8, 29 and 30, we read, "For those God foreknew," means what? "Foreloved in eternity, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those who he predestined, he also called," that is, effectually. When he calls, you come. That is effectual call. "Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." Sir, Paul is speaking about us, the elect. Holy Spirit applied Christ's redemption to each one of us, beginning with what, sir? Regeneration. We are saved, we are being saved, and we will be saved. Number 6, more on the covenant of grace based on Christ's sinless obedience. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, we read, "All scripture is God-breathed," that means God's word, "and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped, habituated for every good work." God's covenant of grace comes in written form in the whole of the Bible, which the elect of God will read and obey by special grace from God through the Holy Spirit. They alone are members of the new covenant in Jesus Christ. You cannot buy salvation. You receive this gift as gift. 1 Corinthians 11:25, "In the same way he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.' Do not forget the Lord who loved us and died for us. Let me read it to you, Hebrews 9:15. For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. The new covenant can be summarized this way. What way? I am your God who saves you, and you are my people who love me and obey me. Jeremiah 31:33, this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. This is speaking about regeneration. Romans 2:28-29. But the most important covenant is personal covenant, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This is our covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our King of kings and Lord of lords. And I am his bond slave. Do you know the word slave is used in Philippians 2:7, doulos, in reference to Jesus Christ? Did you know that, sir? Yeah, you don't. Because when you read the Bible, they translated servant. Paul calls him a slave of Christ Jesus. Peter calls him a slave of Jesus. We are his obedient servant. We hear and do his will. My will is surrendered to his will. Don't break this covenant. Because if you break it, he will deal with you severely. St. John says in 1 John 2:19, they went out from among us because they were not of us. Beginning sign is baptism, that is union with Christ, died with Christ, buried with Christ, raised with Christ, to live a new life, obedient life. Whom you obey is your master. Adam and Eve chose the devil. You read chapter 3 of Genesis. The most difficult thing they did. They spat on God's face and obeyed the devil. Continuing sign is the Lord's Supper. Condition is faith in Jesus Christ. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness we receive by faith. From first to last, as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Hebrews 11 contains 27 times faith, obedience of faith. Don't break that covenant. You made Jesus Lord. Ephesians 2:8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. That is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. The ground of salvation is what, sir? righteousness of Christ, means of salvation, is faith in Jesus Christ. When I say all those people who died without faith in Christ, they are in hell. Who said that? Jesus said, Luke 16. They expected to go to heaven, but they didn't go to heaven. In this covenant of grace, God enables the elect sinners to meet the covenant demands of obedience by regeneration and by sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, my dear friends, Philippians 2, 12 and 13, as you have always obeyed, only in my presence, but now much more obedience in my absence, continue to work out your salvation. How? With fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to do according to his purpose. Number 7 and the final point. Characteristics of covenants of grace. Professor Berkhoff describes the following characteristics of the covenant of grace. The covenant of grace operated essentially the same in all dispensations. There is only one gospel. What is the gospel? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. There is no change. Number 1, it is a gracious covenant. 3 things. Christ is our security to meet our obligations. Number 2, Christ meets the demands of justice for us. Christ died in our place. Through the Holy Spirit, the elect are able to meet their covenant of responsibilities. Number 2, all persons of the Godhead are involved in the covenant of grace. The Father elects sinners to salvation. I like it. I don't understand it. Miracles. I believe it. I don't understand it. The Son dies for their sins. The Holy Spirit applies redemption to each elect sinner. Oh, you thought I believed. But the issue is God chose you.
Yes.
Before eternity.
Praise
from eternity.
Hallelujah.
Before time began. It is a particular, not universal covenant. Only elect are saved. Number 4. Essentially, the covenant of grace is the same in all dispensations. Number 5, the mediator of the covenant is Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ can save you. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. His name is Jesus, for he shall save his people, Jews and Gentiles, from their sins. Number 5, mediator of the covenant is Jesus Christ. Number 6, the Holy Spirit regenerates, elect dead sinners to repent and trust in Jesus Christ. Number 7, they are given the gifts of repentance and saving faith to persevere to the end. Tulip. The last letter stands for perseverance. They will not walk out. They will not practice divorce. Number 7, they are given gifts of repentance and saving faith to persevere to the end. Number 8 is Christ's merit is given to all who trust in him. God made him who knew no sin became sin for us, so that in Jesus we might become righteousness of God, clothed in God's righteousness. While billionaire walks around naked, we are clothed in God's righteousness. Jesus obeyed perfectly the covenant of works. And you can go home and read Philippians 2, 6 and 11. And not only that, Acts 20, 28, God gives godly pastors to care for the elect sheep. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock. That's my mother said. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock, of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. Highest price. Jesus paid the highest price for our salvation. Come, Isaiah 55. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Means realize the cost. It is free, but you must realize the cost. Revelation 3:17 and 18. You say, I am rich. I have acquired wealth. Retire better. And do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and what, sir? Naked. Naked. Not clothed in the righteousness of Christ. By means, trust in Jesus Christ. Nobody can buy salvation. Price is very high. Each must realize that cost is infinite. Sir, when you believe in Jesus Christ, you are clothed with the righteousness of God. Not your righteousness, of God. May God help us to speak with Samuel. Speak, Lord. Yes. Your servant heareth. Your servant is a slave. I hear and do what you say. Yes. If it is not true, you are not saved. And let me tell you what happened. Adam sinned by disobedience and brought us eternal condemnation, eternal death. Christ obeyed and brought us eternal salvation. First is grace. Second is forgiveness. Third is justification. Fourth is righteousness of God. Fifth is salvation in its fullness. Sixth is holiness. Seventh is eternal life. Eighth is glory. Ninth is peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, help us our personal covenant with you.
Yes.
Help us to understand the obligation. You are our King of kings and Lord of lords.
Yes, praise the Lord.
and we hear and do your will. And persevere to the end. Thank you, thank you, thank you for saving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.